Zohar, Vayetze Chok Yisrael, day 5, an excerpt from 165a. It says at the end of the parsha, V'Yakov halach l'darko, and Yaakov went on his way, V'yivkuvo lo malachei Elokim, and he met up with the divine angels. Rabbi Abba Posach, Rabbi Abba opened discourse for Yomar, and he said, a verse in Bereishis in Genesis 5, Zohar nekeva bra'am, says about the creation of man, male and female, you made them. Gomer, kama islon listak l'mid raisa, how much there is to gaze in the words of the Torah. Woe to those that are closed of heart, that are stopped up of heart and closed of eyes. The closed of heart from relating to internal light of Hashem that fills all worlds, and closed of eyes from seeing the surrounding light of Hashem that surrounds all worlds that the Torah would bring a person connection to if he'd only be open to the Torah. Or I said, Kori Kamayo, behold, the Torah proclaims before them. Come and eat my bread, drink from my wine. Who is the fool that will turn over here lacking of heart? Amrlo says to him, and there's no one that pays attention. Come and see a new revelation about this. This verse has in it supernal secrets. Ihu lego, it is inside, vilabar, and is outside. We can see internal things and external things, things about the internal light and the surrounding light. Zachar nekeva bra'am, male and female, you created them. Ishtama lahai gavna, ishtama lahai gavna. It can be understood. In other words, it implies to this aspect, it implies to that aspect. Ishtama deshim shevasihar b'chibur achadinon. It implies that the sun and the moon are in one attachment. The sleeve is written, bra'am, you created them. In other words, they're separate and yet they're together. You can hear that they're male and female are separate, and yet you created them means they're together. So in some ways they're together, in some ways they're separate. Come on, don't we find that it says Habakkuk 3, Shemesh Yareach Omer Zvula, the sun and the moon stood in his dwelling, which means not in their dwelling, its dwelling, that they're united as one. So it's an aspect that they're separate and an aspect that there's one. The Ishtamans imply the Adam Mechava Kechad is Briu, the Zivug Echad, Adam and Eve were created as one in one unification, as one mate. Once they found one mateship, immediately he blessed them. Because no blessing is found except in place that is found male and female. Come and see a new light. When Yaakov went out to go to Choron, he was alone. The law is an incest. He wasn't married. Maxiv, what's written? And he met up the place. Did not answer him, only in a dream. So the revelation from above came in a low form. Hashtad Insef, once he's married, he was coming with all from all tribes, having left Charan, having on the way back, the supernal camps met up with him. And they supplicated before him. In other words, he found favor in their eyes, and they were like serving him. They met up with him. They returned to meet up with him. They came extra because he was so special. They made it their business to escort him. At first, he was the one who met up with the place, which means he was seeking the upper level. And now the upper level was coming to seek him because of his connection to the Shekhinah for being married. Now it says they met up with him. Begin the beginning, the Yaakov. Inun shiftin is shakun inun mimaya diyama rabba. Because on behalf of Yaakov and those tribes is watered, they are watered, meaning the supernal camps of angels, they are watered from what? From the water of the great sea, which means from the Malchus of Atzilus, it draws down the shef of the divine flow, which gives them their spiritual nourishment. Lo, not only that, el bekad mesa, at first, belelia bechelma. The revelation came to him at night in a dream. Hashtu now b'chezu de'ina, with the seeing of the eye. B'mam in the daytime, he had a direct revelation of Hashem. How to see if that's just written? V'em Yaakov, kasher om Yaakov, said as he saw them, which means that he saw with his physical eyes. Much greater revelation. Machane Elokim there, this is a divine camp. V'ma ishtu modelon, how did he know them? Ele chama de'inun havu inun de'chama b'chelma. But he saw that these were the ones he saw in the dream. Meaning he saw what he had seen originally in the dream, but now is a greater revelation, so he saw them with the physical eyes in the broad daylight. Beginning Kab calls this Koralon Machanoim. He called them camps. Mashir Nischazu La'ila. Camps that appear above. Mashir Nischazu La'satan. Camps that appear below. He called them in the plural. Because he's able to see the things above and see the things below and with his physical eyes in daytime. Amayis Kaliyu L'mifkalei. Why did they reveal to meet up with him? Ella, rather, Shchinta Azulagabei. The divine presence went towards him. L'not L'Beisei. To take his house. And waited for Binyamin to take the house with him, with Yaakov as is fitting. This is hinting to a big secret, so as it's going to say soon, about how Rachel was the main wife of Yaakov, and then after she was Nifter, so Yaakov Vino merited to have the spiritual reunification with the Shekhinah, divine presence, on a much higher level. But first Binyamin had to be born from Rachel, before she left the world. We didn't see then it's written, Vishav Yaakov, Vishokat, Vishanon, Vin Machrid. Yaakov returned, and he's tranquil and content, and no one was in any fear, because he merited to be with the Shekhinah all the time. So it's peaceful and tranquil from the surrounding lights, the internal lights of the Shekhinah were with him, and united with him all the time, and came from above to be with him. Because of his awakening from below, he had made through being perfect, to getting married, have his family, and coming back, having raised up the sparks from outside of Eretz Yisrael, and bringing them back into Kedusha, bringing back to his father in Eretz Yisrael.